We were discussing regard to the laws of Kriyas HaTorah in the that the Mechaber disagrees and is more lenient than the words of the Ramah as far as whether or not we allow a Kohen or a Levi to get the seven Aliyos, namely after the Kohen, Levi, and Yisrael. Thereafter, do we allow a Kohen or Levi to get those Aliyos? We brought down the story of also the issue of a Levi getting the third Aliyah on Yom Kippur, which would be Maftir on Mincha, and the problems that would that arise in that particular situation. It's brought down the Piskei Tshuvos, as we've discussed, that Sfardim shenohagim kedivrei hamechaber, as is the custom of the Sfardim that lean toward the opinion of Rabbi Yosef Karo, which is the Mechaber of the Shulchan Aruch, makilim b'chol zeh, that they go lenient. V'lo meboy del acher sheshalmu hazayin korim makilim likros l'koin v'levi. They don't say that they have to wait until after the seven aliyos, then only afterwards, when it comes to the additional aliyos that are on Shabbos, then the Kohen and Levi can get. And we brought down the coin to the Lavush. Even that is not enough. Only the very last aliyah, Achron, or Maftir. But according to the minhag of Sfardim, he says, Af betocha zayin korim. Even when it comes to within the actual seven, im ol Yisrael, achar Kohen Levi. If you already had Kohen Levi in Yisrael, kol sheish sarach b'davar, if there is some need to call up a Kohen or Levi within those additional aliyahs, within those seven, makilin likro shuv Kohen or Levi, we have no problem calling up a Kohen or a Levi. But Yomar HaGabai, the Gabai should say though, quote, af al pi shehu Kohen yale. They should acknowledge that even though he's a Kohen, we're giving you an aliyah, as we saw already before in the Shulchan Aruch. Now, the Ashkenazim ain no hagin l'hakil b'zeh, as we mentioned, those who are minhag Ashkenaz are not as lenient, but there is one time in which we are more makel. He says, El b'simchas Torah v'sulo. On Simchas Torah we're makel, and he explains, for example, quoting actually the words in the Tziv, She'achar shkvar karav rishon al pi ha-seder kohen levi Yisrael. Here we are relating v'zosa bracha over and over. So we already laid the first three aliyahs, kohen levi Yisrael, of course it's five, and then after the five we go back to v'zosa bracha. He says, No hagin lo hakil b'simchas Torah, we're lenient in the fact that kishikorin shuv l'kohen, or kishikorin shuv v'shuv matchilas v'zosa bracha, you've already gone through the five, and now you're up to going through it again, and you called up a kohen the second time around, the ola kohen, im ein levi, kohen li Yisrael, v'en sarach l'aseis l'kohen aliyahs levi. So let's say there's only two kohanim in the shul. So we go, and there's many some Levim, and there's many Israel. So when it came to the first five, it's of course preferable Kohen, Levi, and the next three Israel. But now the second time around, Kohen, and let's say there's no other Levi, so you don't have to. We don't require the Kohen to get the second Aliyah again. We actually will allow you to go out of order and so Kohen and then just continue the Israel. It's not necessary for the Kohen to get that second Aliyah, which again is the one time Nusach Ashkenaz and the Minhag Ashkenaz is lenient in this regard. So the Mechaber then discusses another issue. What happens if the person that you're calling, a Kohen or a Levi, you want to call them up, and you look around and realize they're just not there. So what's the problem? If they're not there, obviously they're not going to get the aliyah. But the question is, what do you do about the next person? Do we call up another person, or we just have them come up? So the Mechaber says like this, Yesh mi she'omer, there are those that say, She'im kar hachazan, Kohen o Levi, Ve'enu sham, what happens if he calls up a Kohen, he's just not around, same thing as a Levi, he's not in shul, there's nowhere to get him. Lo yikro l'acher b'shem. The next Kohen, or the next Levi, we're not going to call him up by name. Mishum pegamos sho rishum. Because it could cause a person to maybe think negatively about this first Kohen, first Levi, wherever he may be. People may not even realize who it is, whether if he is there or not. L'acher yalav atzmo. Rather, we just have the other person come up. We don't call them by name. So that's when it comes to a Kohen and a Levi. If a Kohen and a Levi is called up, they're not around, we just grab another Kohen or Levi in their spot without actually calling them by name. However, the Mishnah Berurah says, how about Yisrael? What if you call Yisrael, let's say it's the third Aliyah, and you look around and he's not around? So do we say the same thing? We just grab someone in that slot and we don't call that person? No. When it comes to Yisrael, we're not as particular. Avol Yisrael, says the Mishnah Berurah, im karuhu ve'eno sham, if we call someone up and the Yisrael is not there, yochel likros l'acher b'shmo, you are allowed to call someone else by name. To be Yisrael, lo shayach pagamo, because we don't have the same issue as a Kohen. A Kohen, their reputation is at stake. But when it comes to Yisrael, what's the big deal? Because after all, diafilo mamzer mutu lalos l'tor. When it comes to a Yisrael, anyone can get an aliyah. Even the person is a mamzer. So therefore, the fact that a person wasn't called up, no one's going to think there's anything wrong with that person, because after all, it doesn't make a difference anyway. Anyone can get an aliyah. Not so when it comes to a Kohen. So that's how we distinguish, again, when it comes to a Kohen, we will not call up a second person by name, but by Yisrael, we could do so, even though there are Mefarshim that say that even by Yisrael, we should not call them up. The Mishnah Berurah then also makes another distinction with regard to the Kohen. What happens, not that the Kohen is not there, he's right here, but the problem is, he's in the middle of the Shemot Esrei. So obviously he cannot interrupt the Amida. So the Mishnah Berurah says like this, Deim oso Kohen mespalel, if he's in the middle of davening, mutar likros ha'acher b'shem. In that case, when you have a second Kohen come up, you are allowed to call them by name. Aren't we concerned that there may be an issue that people will speak negatively about this person, this first Kohen? No, because that kol roim, anyone that sees, shibishfil sheinu yochel hasik b'tfil enu ole. The only reason why he's not coming up is not because there's a pagam in him, there's something wrong with him as a Kohen. Everyone sees in the middle of the Amidah, in the middle of Shemot Esrei. And that's the reason why he's not being called up. And therefore, he's not coming up. And therefore, because of that, that will be a time which not only will, of course, we have another Kohen in his place, but in that case, we'll even mention the second Kohen by name. Or